Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Today we're talking to Corey Marsh about his brand new book, Recovering a Vintage Faith, Five Fundamentals of Evangelical Identity. Corey, it's your first time with us. Welcome. Good to have you with us.
Fred, I'm honored to be here. I have appreciated Books at a Glance for many years now and even been able to participate in some of the reviews. So I've been looking forward to this interview and finally getting to connect with you in somewhat in person. So this is great. Thank you.
Great. Okay, we'll get to the book in a moment. But first, just try to shape our frame of reference historically. What is an evangelical? What is evangelicalism? Where did it come from? Bring us into the orbit here.
Yeah, that's somewhat of a difficult question because it's kind of what also spurred the book for me to write it. In fact, we'll even start with pronunciations. I know some who make a distinction between evangelicalism and evangelicalism, as you just
I've
pronounced
never
it.
heard that.
There are some academics that do that, and I do not. So I'm going to leave
Well,
that one
they may
away.
do it, but nobody else knows.
Right. So let's just stick with evangelical meaning the same thing. Where we start the historical line. Now, I am not a trained church historian. My PhD is in biblical theology. But if we're going to do some type of book or write any type of positions that have anything to do with evangelical beliefs, you necessarily have to dip into history. And the history of evangelicalism, from my perspective, through my research, is not so much a straight line. It's a little dotted, especially when you get into the 20th century. But if we can go back, I think the furthest reference back to the word was in reference to John Wycliffe, the morning star of the Reformation, who was referred to as the evangelical doctor. And it really was an idea. If you look at someone like John Wycliffe, who was all about the supremacy of Scripture, which we'll get to as my first fundamental of evangelical identity. He was a translator of the English Bible. Now, he didn't know Greek or Hebrew, but he was the first one to produce a Bible in the English that William Tyndale later would redo with his Greek and Hebrew training. But evangelicalism, if we're going to start it with him, has to do with Scripture. And then we move into the Reformation era and the Protestant Reformation. The evangelicals ended up becoming a sort of a catch-all phrase for Lutheran and Lutheranism. But then it widened to expand all of those who held to sola scriptura and the basic Protestant beliefs coming into, I mean, I'm skipping ahead. There's large swaths here. If we transfer all the way into the 18th century, the 1700s in North America with the Great Awakening and in the UK with the first Great Awakening, evangelicalism became sort of started becoming a household name for those of us, for those who were fellowshipping in church, who were converted, who were gifted by the Spirit. All the different denominations that would now break off and splinter off from the Protestant Reformation forward would all be classified basically as evangelical, but they were holding to things like scripture again, church fellowship, growing in knowledge in their Bible study, which really took on which really became an emphasis within 18th and 19th century and going into 20th century evangelicalism.
And a
And
clear
evangelism.
understanding of the a clear understanding of the Protestant gospel, as the word implies, evangel, certainly part of their distinctive, right?
Of course, yeah. And let's get real simple. Thank you for bringing it back, because that's the evangel, right? We get evangelicalism from evangel, the Latin for gospel. That is what it needs to be driven by and centered on. But when you look at evangelicalism, the ISM, as a movement, it encapsulates a lot of things. So all these ideas, the Bible supreme, Jesus is the only way to salvation, personal evangelism and missions work is known in evangelicalism, growing in knowledge and theological education, and of course, church membership and being part of a local body. These are sort of the DNA that has formed historically what I call vintage evangelicalism, which I believe we need to recover. Because to bring it into the contemporary milieu, evangelicalism has been stretched to encompass so many things. It's the most elastic, perhaps even eroded term. And so there's an identity crisis with modern evangelicalism. What makes up an evangelical?